What it is. Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible booth thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Welcome back or welcome to it. Maybe this is your first time here. Get ready for some silly. So last week, I told you guys about a show that I'm watching, and it was dope. I think it was Mercy for None. And this week, I want to tell you guys about The Brother's Son. I actually finished watching it a few weeks ago, but now that I'm doing this whole, what am I watching this week? I thought I'd talk about it. And I know I'm late. The Brother's Son came out like, 2024, I think. So I'm a little behind. I will say this. Bruce's character, annoying as hell. Very annoying. I actually would not have minded if they killed his character off. He was so annoying. But everything else was great. Love the fight scenes. Michelle Yeoh, amazing, per the huge. I never got a chance to, I don't remember seeing any movies with Justin Chen. He's the guy that played Charles in the movie or in the series. But I tell you what, I'm definitely a fan now. I'm definitely a Justin Chen fan now for sure. So if you have not seen The Brother's Son on Netflix, check that out. Also, by the way, Alice, I think her last name is Hukin. She played the character May. Now my new crush. I haven't had a crush in a while. All right. So yeah, I got a new crush. That's dope. She's a baddie and she's fun to watch on camera. A lot of fun. Really good fight scenes once again. I definitely recommend The Brother's Son if you have not seen that yet. For Michelle Yeoh alone. I never seen Michelle Yeoh play a mom before, and that was fun. At least I don't think I did. Anyways, check out The Brother's Son on Netflix. I did definitely enjoy it. And let me know down below what you guys are streaming and what platform. Subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast if you want to show your support. That is the best way to do that. By the way, if you're listening on Spotify, you can leave comments down below, just like on YouTube. And this podcast is available in video form on Spotify. So check that out. All right, guys, it is time for our POC Excellence segment, where I like to give my flowers to people of color who are doing inspiring things. So that's coming up right here next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So for this week's POC Excellence segment, we are actually not pointing out a particular person. This week, we are going to go ahead and give our flowers to an entire school. Okay, I want to go ahead and put a spotlight on a DeKalb County school here in Georgia, and it opens its first ever free grocery store at MLK Junior High. The Lion's Den Grocery provides fresh food for students and families in need. So let's go ahead and take a look at what they shared here. By the way, I'm getting this from the Instagram page at Pretty Shades of Melanin page. So go ahead and check them out. It says here, in partnership with the city of Stonecrest and nonprofit Gooder, Martin Luther King Jr. High School in DeKalb County has opened the Lion's Den Grocery Store. This is the district's first free grocery store for students and their families. This initiative brings fresh produce, meats, pantry staples, and more directly into the school in a space that's built on dignity and respect. With 1,400 students enrolled and nearly half of the black households in the area struggling to afford basic necessities, this isn't just a convenience, it's access. We want to, and this is a quote here, we wanted to remove distractions like hunger from the classroom so students can truly focus on learning. This is a shared quote by Stonecrest Mayor Jasmine Cobble. Initially serving 25 to 50 families, the goal is to expand over time and provide a lifeline that supports academic performance, emotional well-being, and community resilience. In Georgia, that's what's up. Lion's Den Grocery that's being held by the Martin Luther King Junior High School in DeKalb County. That's awesome. That entire school deserves their flowers for doing that. I love that. And I got to be honest with you, that's exactly the kind of thing that Martin Luther King would have loved. Perfect name for this school. Next up, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about Popeye's collabing with Hot Ones for a new menu item. So check this out. This is coming from the @MouthAttack page on Instagram. And it says Popeyes is cranking up the spice with a fiery new partnership with the hit YouTube series Hot Ones. And I'm pretty sure many of you know exactly what that series is. If you don't, it's pretty much a guy having celebrities come onto the show, being interviewed, and they're eating hot ass chicken wings, like spicy. I think every chicken wing, the Scoville spice goes up. Did I say that right? Scoville? Michael's? Whatever. All right. It says here, starting September 15, 2025, fans can try a limited time menu that mirrors the show's climb from mild to blazing. So I wonder how many options it's going to have. That'd be interesting because it's like you usually just get mild or hot. So we're getting like medium too. I don't know what this means. Anyways, the lineup begins with sizzling sriracha dippers, followed by the smoking rojo sandwich topped with Los Calientes rojo sauce and peaks with the Darren Dab ghost wings tossed in ghost pepper seasoning and served with Last Dab ranch. For thrill seekers, Popeyes is even offering sachets of the infamous Last Dab sauce. A Hot Ones bundle brings all three spicy creations together, letting fans experience the full heat spectrum in one meal. The Popeyes Hot Ones menu is available nationwide for a limited time, perfect for anyone ready to test their taste buds and turn up the burn. So if you are a spicy lover, this might be the thing for you. My thing is, I do like spicy foods, but I like my spicy foods to also be flavorful. I don't eat hot things just for the sake of it being hot. I'm not one of those people. I have no problem trying it, but the chicken still better be fucking good. I tell you that much right now. Popeyes has not let me down, but this right here, I'm not even that excited about it. Like, it's a thing, it's whatever, but But if you are someone who enjoys some spice, check out Popeyes while you can, because Hot Ones is definitely known for some spice. Have you heard about a family bringing home the wrong dog from daycare, and then they didn't realize it until their cats ended up being like, yo, who is this? I love this. This is coming from the Bananas Podcast Instagram page, which, by the way, check out the Bananas Podcast. I love them. Scotty and Kurt, what's up? All right, so that's the tagline that got me. Family brings home the wrong dog from daycare until their cats saved the day. Now, I'm looking at a photo of these adorable dogs. They do look very similar, so I can understand the mistake if you're not really paying close attention. They're like golden retrievers. They look so cute. Oh, look at them. Okay, so it says here, they got this from Upworthy. It says, it's not a secret that nearly all golden retrievers are identical. Honestly, magic has to be involved for owners to know which one belongs to them when more than one golden retriever is around. Seriously, how do they all seem to have the same face? It's like someone fell asleep on the copy machine when they were being created. Outside the collars, harnesses, and bandanas, immediately identifying the dog that belongs to you has to be a secret skill, because at first glance, their personalities are also super similar. That's true. But I feel like I would know my dog, though. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Although there are a lot of black cats, and I've seen a few black cats in outside, and I would think it's Bagheera, my cat. You know what I'm saying? So, but once I get close, I'm like, oh, that's not my cat. I don't know. I think I would know my dog, though. Anyways, let's move on. That's why it's not surprising when one family dropped off their sweet golden pooch at a daycare and to be groomed, and they didn't notice the daycare sent out the wrong dog. See, not even their human parents can tell them apart, because when the swap dog got home, nothing seemed odd to the owners at first. She was freshly groomed, so any small differences were quickly brushed off. I still feel like I would know. Anyways, it goes on to say, but this accidental doppelganger wasn't fooling her feline siblings. Once the dog was in their house, they noticed that their cat started behaving strangely toward their canine sibling. The cat started attacking the dog, likely trying to get it to tell them what they did with their real dog sister. Cat slaps and a house full of strange people didn't dampen the imposter spirit, though. In fact, that's what helped reveal the switcheroo. This dog kept handing out face kisses and had no interest in seeing her favorite neighbor. After putting all those things together, the owners decided to hightail it to the vet's office to scan the dog's microchip. Alas, they indeed had the wrong dog. And this is a quote here. We just never even thought that would happen. And of course we thought we would know, right? Like we're her parents. We would know something is wrong. We would know right off the bat that this wasn't Emmy. This is a quote from Kebby Kelly. This is what she told Fox 9 Minneapolis St. Paul. Kebby Kelly, that's a fun name. KK. Whew. One more K in there. Seems both golden retrievers got to go on a really strange adventure that deserves a lifetime of delicious dog treats for the confusion. That's hilarious. Once again, cats save the day. I'm just saying cats are fire. I feel like a lot of people are giving cats shit over the last few centuries. Stop. Cats are awesome. These cats save their family. That's hilarious. I love that so much. I miss having a dog. I haven't had a dog in a long time, but they're just a lot of work. I'm at this point in my life right now. It's like, if I'm gonna have a pet, a cat is perfect. They don't need much. They don't want for lunch. They don't want for much. They just do their own thing and they still love on you. You know, it's perfect. There are a lot of things in fashion that have been created over the centuries, but there are few things that were created that are now high fashion, but that was not what it was originally created for. I know that sounds crazy and it's a mouthful, but I'm going to tell you about some fashion trends that started for another reason next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Fashion trends that started as ways to hide diseases. Yeah, you heard right. So this is coming from the Instagram page at fascinating_historic_world. Fascinating historic world. And it's kind of interesting. Let's go ahead and take a listen.
Fashion trends that started as ways to hide diseases. High heels were originally invented to help people avoid stepping in sewage and garbage that filled European city streets in the 1600s. The taller your shoes, the less likely you were to walk through disease-carrying waste that could infect you through cuts on your feet. What started as a practical public health measure accidentally became a fashion statement. Today's high heels are directly descended from medieval disease prevention footwear that helped people navigate unsanitary urban environments without getting sick. Powdered wigs became fashionable in the 1700s because they helped hide hair loss caused by syphilis, which was epidemic among the wealthy. Losing your hair was a visible sign of having an STD, so people wore elaborate wigs to conceal their condition. The bigger and more ornate the wig, the better it disguised symptoms of illness. This fashion trend that defined an entire era actually started as a way for diseased aristocrats to hide their medical conditions from society. Pale skin became the beauty standard in many cultures because it showed you weren't working outside where you'd be exposed to diseases carried by insects and contaminated water. Tan skin indicated you were a laborer who couldn't afford to stay indoors, making you more likely to be infected with various illnesses. Wealthy people deliberately avoided sun exposure to maintain their pale complexion as a sign of health and status. The beauty ideal of pale skin was actually a disease prevention strategy that became a fashion trend.
That was interesting. I knew originally, I thought I originally remember reading that high heels were created, they were made for men originally. I didn't hear about that. I did not know it was so they wouldn't have to wade through the waste in the streets. Did not know that. Also, the fact that being pale is considered healthy at that time was a little weird. Makes you feel rich, I guess. That's crazy. And the fact that if you have lost your hair, that means you have an STD. That's not great for like people who just like have issues. You know, that's not great. What if you're just getting older? Does that mean that you have an STD? I don't know. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at these comments because some of this was funny as hell. Dominique V. Blake says, ain't no way these people didn't have help from aliens to colonize because the intelligence math ain't mathin'. They literally did everything but bathe. I mean, all right, now, OK Chanel says wigs were also thrown. Wigs were also worn to prevent the spread of lice amongst them. Lice was spreading rapidly and they didn't know washing and bathing would work. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, wow. OK, so I got to tell you, all of this is not really that surprising when you think about the crazy things that people used to do back then versus the things that we do now. Like, these comments are right. They didn't bathe. At least I don't think they did. I don't ever remember someone saying they bathe every day. Maybe they did. Maybe they had to be like super rich. I don't really know. It does kind of feel like they just did not bathe back then. It does feel like that. There's a reason why Typhoid Mary was a name and why typhoid was a problem. And I got to be honest with you, there are still some people today, right now, who I think they believe they live in this time frame. I'm almost positive a lot of these people are still currently not bathing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know why I'm sharing this with you. I probably shouldn't even waste your time because we've all been hearing a lot of stuff about GTA 6. Yes, I'm going to talk about Grand Theft Auto 6. And this is coming from the Instagram page at Future Tech. And I saw this and I thought it was interesting. If you are huge into GTA, you've probably already heard this. And obviously, we've all been waiting about 17 years for this new GTA 6 to drop out. Being facetious, but it feels like that. But Future Tech says, rumors suggest that GTA 6 may introduce a new mechanic where its protagonists, Lucia and Jason, age in real time as the story unfolds. According to early reports, their appearances could gradually evolve over extended play sessions, hairstyles shifting, facial hair growing, and overall looks changing depending on grooming choices. So in Red Dead Redemption 2, Arthur Morgan's beard and hair grew naturally and players could trim them and they can even dye it to change his physique, which is kind of interesting. It says, though Rockstar hasn't confirmed these details, the speculation fits their tradition of turning small details into immersive gameplay. If true, the aging system could elevate realism further, making GTA 6 not only about action and narrative, but also about experiencing the passage of time alongside its characters. That is kind of interesting. I don't need my games to get too real, though. Like, it's an escape. I don't need, like, just calm down. I don't need you to grow my hair. I don't need you to make me fat. This is not The Sims. Ooh. Wait, I take back all of that. That sounds great. But also, at the same time, it feels like I will be immersed in that world way too long. I don't know. I'm looking at the photos here, and it does kind of, I see where they're going with it. It's just, I don't know. It still feels like a little much. And also, just release it. Like, release it. It's been 20 years. God. Let's go ahead and take a look at these comments here. It says, a rumor, this is coming from at 1.jeru. Rumor has it that I'm aging while I wait as well. Case point exact about that exact. We're all waiting for the GTA 6 to drop. King at King_Ram says my current GTA 5 character would be in a retirement home by now. Understandable. At Creative Blue Sky says we will age that much just waiting for GTA 6 to be released. Literally almost every comment in here is about how long they've been waiting for GTA. Nobody cares about this age immersion bullshit. They just want the game to be dropped. Which I kind of understand. Listen, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's probably bathing has saved so many lives We should all continue that and be grateful that we know this now. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Thank you so much for chilling with me every week and checking out this random ass topics that I bring to you. I'm glad that you're still here with me. Make sure you guys subscribe and click that thumbs up button. That is the best way to help my channel grow. Any engagement, really. So make sure you're commenting down below as well. That'll be helpful. Plus, it's fun and it's free. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you turn on your post notifications so you can be notified when new videos drop. Because I do post I post two videos a week on YouTube now. Every Monday for like my fun regular content, and then every Friday we're here on the Professionally Silly Podcast, just shooting the shit with you guys. Go ahead and check out down below in the show notes and description box, and check out my Linktree link if you want to follow me on my social medias. All that can be found right down there. You can email me. My email is there, and so is my Google Voice number. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can call, leave me a message, or send me a text to 805-664-1828. I don't have a vent for this particular episode, but I'm hoping you guys will call in and get some things off your chest, and we can probably bring some more to the show in the future. My P.O. Box is also down below, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, it's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. You actually burn more calories sleeping than watching TV. A little fact I picked up online. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step. Because there's pieces of shit everywhere. And they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.